I've been thinking this morning about what it means to be on His Majesty's service, and how when you enter the forces of any kind, the first thing you learn about is boot camp. And you get up in the morning when the sergeant major tells you, and you're out there early and you're square bashing. You're marching. You're taking orders. Why do they do that, do you think? Even in the Navy, it's not only the Army that does it. The Army, the Navy, the Air Force, they all do it. All the military, right across. And I learned recently that the reason that they do it is to instill in these raw recruits that when they hear an order, they obey it instantly. Some of us, I fear, are still on the square, not obeying the order instantly. You won't get any further, you know, until the Lord knows that you can be trusted to obey implicitly, explicitly, immediately. There needs to be this willingness of heart to do what He says. So if you find yourself still square bashing when you would actually rather be carrying a musket or holding a rifle or going into battle, maybe the reason is that you're not being obedient. You're just hanging about on the things that He said to do. And as I always say to people when they're delayed in their obedience, would you, if the boss asks you to have a report ready by the Friday, would you just think to yourself, well, I'll take 6 months for that? No, you wouldn't. You'd do it. At least I hope you would. So why is it that when the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords asks us to do something that we're well capable of doing, we don't do it? It's like, I don't know what the mindset is, but it certainly isn't one of being on His Majesty's service. Because right there, you're proving that you're not. You're doing your own thing. Something to think about, unfortunately, this morning, isn't it? God bless you.